Random House Audio presents 2061, Odyssey 3, by Arthur C. Clarke. Read for you by Scott Brick. To the memory of Judy Lynn Del Rey, editor extraordinary, who bought this book for $1, but never knew if she got her money's worth. Foreword. 65 years and counting. 2061. The View from 1996. Once again, the time has come to survey an enterprise begun more than 30 years ago, before a whole series of scientific discoveries and technological revolutions changed our world almost beyond recognition. When I started writing 2001, A Space Odyssey, on a typewriter, have you seen one lately? Neil Armstrong's one small step was still 5 years in the future, and the moons of Jupiter were dimensionless points of light, their landscapes as unknown as America to the pre-Columbian mapmakers. Yet now, as I write these words, the Galileo space probe is showing us details only a few meters across. Even more amazing, at any moment I can view them here in my own office by pressing a few keys. When, as frequently happens, I press the wrong ones, I hear a familiar voice saying, "I'm sorry, Dave, I can't do that." So there is no avoiding the fact that some elements of a space trilogy conceived in 1964, 1982, and even 1987 may now have a quaint Jane Austen-ish charm. Yet no revision could or should attempt to eliminate them, any more than one should try to update H.G. Wells' The First Men in the Moon. What I have done, therefore, is to leave the existing text, including